Yo, what's up my fellow Gen Z survivors? Riley Hott here, your resident self-care guru and chronic overthinker. Let's be real, life right now feels like one giant stress test, am I right? Between climate anxiety, the pressure to be install perfect, and trying to figure out how to adult without completely losing it, yeah, we need all the resilience we can get. And trust me, sis, building that inner fortress isn't about some mystical unicorn energy or sitting cross-legged chanting affirmations, though those things can be cool too. It's about hacking your brain and creating daily rituals that actually work. So buckle up, buttercup, because today we're dropping the truth bombs on how to build resilience like a boss. We're talking real talk, zero sugarcoating. You know that feeling when you hit a wall and everything feels overwhelming? We've all been there. Ever feel like your brain is running on fumes while scrolling through TikToks of people living their best lives? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can rewrite the narrative. Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your resilience game, because honey, you deserve to thrive. 1. Master the art of saying no without feeling guilty. Okay, let's get real. You're not obligated to be yes go all the time. Learn to set boundaries and prioritize what truly matters. It's like that Drake song, you gotta protect your energy. Trying to please everyone will leave you feeling drained and depleted. Remember, saying no to some things is actually saying yes to your well-being. 2. Embrace the power of movement. It doesn't have to be yoga. Exercise doesn't have to be a soul-crushing treadmill marathon. Find something that makes your body feel good, dancing in your room, skateboarding with your friends, a killer TikTok workout routine. Seriously, anything that gets you moving and releases those endorphins. Trust me, that post-workout glow is real, and it'll make facing the world a whole lot easier. 3. Fuel your body like it's a Ferrari, no more ramen nights. Food is fuel, fam. Cramming your body with processed junk will leave you feeling sluggish and depleted. Swap out those late-night pizza binges for nutrient-rich meals that actually nourish your system. Think vibrant salads, colorful fruits and veggies, lean protein, basically, treat your body like the temple it is, far. Find your zen zone. Meditation doesn't have to be mystical. Take a few minutes each day to just breathe. Seriously, it's not about becoming some enlightened guru. Just find a quiet space, close your eyes, and focus on your breath. Even 5 minutes can make a world of difference in calming your mind and reducing stress levels. Think of it as hitting the reset button on your brain, so much more effective than scrolling through Instagram for hours. 5. Cultivate your inner circle. Choose your tribe wisely. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, support your goals, and make you feel good about yourself. Ditch the negative Nancys and energy vampires. Remember, your vibe attracts your tribe. Choose wisely, because your friends can either fuel your fire or extinguish it. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're in the middle of a stressful exam week. Papers are piling up, deadlines are looming, and your brain feels like it's about to explode. Sounds familiar? You might be tempted to curl up under a blanket and binge-watch your favorite show. Trust me, I've been there. But here's where resilience comes in. Instead of letting stress take over, you remember these 5 key takeaways. You take a few deep breaths, hit the gym for a killer workout, fuel your body with a nutritious meal, and reach out to your support system for encouragement. Boom, instant mood boost. T. Building resilience isn't about being superhuman, it's about having a toolkit of strategies to navigate life's inevitable curveballs. Remember, Gen Z, you're not alone in this. We're all figuring it out together. So let's keep pushing each other, raising the bar, and creating a world where mental health is prioritized, and self-care isn't just a hashtag, it's a way of life. Now go forth and slay the day, you magnificent creatures. Don't forget to DM me your thoughts on this episode, I want to hear from you. And if you found this helpful, tag us in your TikToks and spread the self-love. Remember, like, subscribe, and share, because knowledge is power, fam. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.